Oh, poor Adele.
What's wrong with Adele?
Well, you know her song, Chasing Pavements?
Yeah.
Should she give up or should she just keep chasing pavements?
Yeah.
Right. Have you seen this? Some radio station in America has banned that song. They're not playing it at all because they think it's rude.
What? Why?
Right, okay. Some bright spark on... Well, I'm not allowed to say what website it is, but it's a dictionary about urban things.
Yeah.
They have, as you may have seen on there, definitions of certain urban phrases and what they mean. And they put up what chasing pavements means, and it's wrong. But obviously, that's not what chasing pavements is at all. It's just a normal song about, you know, love and stuff.
I remember now, yeah.
And we have mentioned this before.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, one station's banned it, and it's looking like loads of stations are now banning Adele's Chasing Pavements in America because of what it says on the dictionary that is urban.
Don't be nasty
online.
To Adele.
It's not about that at all. But I feel in some way that we are slightly responsible for her not having her song played in American radio.
Why? Were you the one that posted it?
Yes. No. No, but we mentioned it, and I think it brought it to people's attention. Mm. So
you are responsible.
So sorry, Adele, that you're... I mean... It's a good time for female singer-songwriters at the moment. Duffy's doing really well. Adele was doing really well. It's all going to go wrong now. I'm really sorry. Zootons and James Morrison.
One. This is Radio 1.
Earlier we were talking about poor Adele, who has had Chasing Pavements, the track, banned by loads of stations in America just because... Well, they think it's something rude now, thanks to a meaning of chasing pavements that's been posted on that dictionary that has urban phrases on it.
Which we don't believe is.
No, I don't think that's what chasing pavements means at all. But we're trying to even things up a little bit now, and we're trying to get Duffy banned in America, so Adele feels a little bit better. Now, the idea here is to make up something rude about Warwick Avenue, all right? Some rude meaning.
Yeah.
And believe me, we'll get it banned. We will.
So have you got the meaning then?
Well, John in Glasgow's been on the text. He's just been having a quick Warwick Avenue, actually.
Has he?
Yeah. People are catching on to this already.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had a Warwick Avenue?
Oh, a couple of days ago.
Oh, I had one this morning.
Did you?
Yeah. So, yeah, people are catching on to this already.
Was that whilst you were running?
No. You can't have a Warwick Avenue when you run, can you? But we will get this Duffy track banned. I'm sure someone will put it on the dictionary that is quite urban very soon, and then all the stations in America will hear about it, think it's rude, and take it off their playlists. Hurrah!
Scott Mills.
National.
Radio 1.
This is Radio 1, and that was Bass Hunter and Angel in the Night. Leanne in Kent's been on the text, saying she would never, ever let her boyfriend anywhere near her Warwick Avenue.
Okay.
Yeah. Carl in Belfast says, Scott, what is a Warwick Avenue? I don't know. We're making it up, yeah? We're making Duffy's song sound rude. I don't know what it is. It's whatever you want it to be. As long as it sounds a bit rude, then that's what it is. Someone says they're having a Warwick Avenue while driving home on the M6. Adam in Leeds has just had a Warwick Avenue.
Right.
Watching Becky Cam.
Oh, God.
Okay, I've just realised what that... Okay, good. Greg's had three Warwick Avenues today. Amazing.
Three
in
a day.
I know. See, we are going to get this banned. Poor Duffy. It's nothing, you know, personally against her. I love her, but I feel...
Well, you have picked on her.
No, I just feel sorry for Adele because...
You could have picked anybody at all, but you have picked on her.
All Americans now think that Chasing Pavements is rude, and we're just going to do the same to even it out a bit with Warwick Avenue.
You could have done it to... Bass Hunter.
Yeah, but he hasn't got any song titles that are suitable, really.
To Will Young.
Will Young, yeah, that would have been good, actually. They don't know him in America, do they?
I don't know, do they?
Let's hope not, for their sake.